I did not make these rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Eating After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Drives. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I fuck up sometimes. It is what it is. And I may or may not be, you know, the usual.
You'll love us.
Let's start from intros. Amanda, you're first.
Hello, everybody. I am Amanda from The Sip List, and happy to be here. Excited to do the drafts, and yeah, let's do it.
All right. Casey.
I am Casey. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast where we eat stale popcorn, drink watered-down sodas, and discuss all of our favorite movies and why we love them. Yeah!
talk more about later, but I'm excited to be here and I hope I win because I have a really cool topic if I win. I thought of watch Mojo.
You win more than Harvey does.
No, I don't.
Oi. Everybody wins more than Cam.
Harvey here, host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black, the podcast that I host with the hot wife, Carice. And I'm probably not going to win, but I'm definitely going to make today interesting. I'm about to shake things up with you people. It's going to be
fun. I can't
wait
to hear your karaoke songs.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. And Cam should be here late. If she's not, then she can't make it. We apologize for that. However, though, we have Adam and Ed from. Whoa, that is loud. I don't know where that's from.
Are you working, Dre?
No, that's not me. That's definitely not me. Oh, that is Harvey. All right, so we are joined by Adam and Ed from the Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly podcast.
That is correct.
Is that said right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yay. There you go.
I get
their podcast right, but not ours. All right. So, Adam and Ed, if you could introduce yourself, talk about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, anything coming up, like shameless plugs, please.
Gotcha. Well, we are the Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly. I am Ed. He is Adam. We are a karaoke themed podcast. Everything is about and in devotion to karaoke, which is what. Everything that we are about and in devotion to, you can find us at sungpoorly.com.
Okay.
Well, Ed, your voice is like the most perfect radio voice I've ever heard. You should be like the movie phone guy.
I was going to say that, the perfect movie phone guy.
100%. Let's get you on that, Ed. I'm signing you up today.
I have to be careful complimenting people's voices because last week I recorded with somebody and I made the mistake of telling him his voice should be ASMR because it was soothing. It wasn't boring. It was just very – I meant it as a compliment. It did not come across that way.
Isn't ASMR for, like, porn sounds and stuff like that?
I think it became that, yeah.
Oh, it's like
you're no. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that it's about to get ASMR. It has some freaky shit and after ASMR.
Maybe your ASMR is porn.
We're going to team up with Dre and Amanda, and we're going to start ASMR karaoke. Kind of whisper at a mic. Yeah.
There you go.
Start singing on my side.
Making moves already before things even start.
Like all right, well... Cam can text me, says she's coming on, but we do have to start. So if Cam is coming on, she's going to be last. With that being said, we are going to do the first topic, which is dream celebrity guests. We want to pick celebrity guests that we actually want to come on the show or our shows. So the order is Adam, Ed, Amanda, myself, Casey, Harvey, Kendra, and then Cam. And then, like always, it's Snake style. So you have to do a fantasy draft. Round two will go the opposite way. So it goes Cam, Kendra, Harvey, Casey, Dre, Amanda, Ed, and then Adam. All right. That being said, Adam, you're first.
All right, let's get into it. I don't really know the feel of this show, but I'm going to come in hot is what I'm going to do. I don't know if this guy does karaoke or not. I don't care. I want to talk to him. It's my dream guest. So Denzel Washington is my number one pick right there. The man has range. He has a career that spanned decades. I'm a theater person. So like seeing some of the roles that he's held in some August Wilson plays and just his presence on stage, everything about that man has gravitas, it has energy, and if he doesn't do karaoke, I would be glad to be the first one to take him and make him do karaoke with me. So I think that would be, that's it. So number one, Denzel, we're coming in hot today.
Very hot, all right.
I can make him sing from my bedroom.
Hey,
oh, Jesus. And somebody's gummy kicked in.
All right, Ed's on you.
All right, straight up. So the only thing I do is karaoke, as I said earlier. So all of my guests will be karaoke fans, and I'm going to start out with the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Perlman, Hellboy himself, is a diehard karaoke guy. I would love to have him on the show.
Nice.
All right, Amanda.
All right. Well, I'm struggling because I know I have two top ones, and if I don't take both of them, Casey's going to take one of them. But I'm going to go ahead and go with my favorite British man ever, Gordon Ramsay. He could call me an idiot sandwich all night long. I would not care.
Okay. it's on me. Man, just because I love this guy so much, I'm going Dave Chappelle here.
I knew it.
I really would love Dave Chappelle. One of my idols, so I'm going Dave here.
Oh man, could you imagine Dave Chappelle on one of our drafts?
Oh my goodness, Jesus. Yes,
I would. That'd love be it. Amazing.
Oh,
well,
all right, Casey.
I'm going to preface my pick with a question. Kendra, can I reveal who was my crush for Crushgasm with my number one pick?
Sure.
Well, then obviously I'll be going with the greatest American Idol winner of all time, Miss Kelly Clarkson herself.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson! I would argue Carrie Underwood sings better than her, but that's just me.
Oh, Amanda. Oh, you'd be wrong, yeah.
They're both amazing.
Kelly would have been on our list. She loves karaoke. Damn.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a movie. Jennifer Hudson fan myself.
Yeah.
Don't matter. She should have won.
She's a good American Idol, but she didn't win.
She should have won.
It was better not to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It was always better not to win.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. We did discuss that on Crushgasm too.
All right. Harvey.
Okay. So, since these are guests from my podcast, I'm flipping everything you know about me. My first pick would be Will Smith.
Woo!
What?
Son of a bitch. Yeah,
okay, I'm not that high yet. Can you repeat that?
He's gonna hurt you.
Okay. So, all right. So
how the hell do you
Adam and Ed, you gotta know that Harvey despised Will Smith.
Okay.
So I really want to know why Harvey picked Will Smith.
It's the red table talks, right?
I'm going to let the rest of my list answer that question. But
okay.
Adam and Ed, I have a dislike for Will Smith that is unparalleled. I think he's a hell of a guy. I'm sure he's really nice. I just find his acting to be trash. So yep.
I'm sure he'd be happy to hear that on Love is Black.
Sure. Yeah. Him and Jada. Yeah. We'll talk about it. But it would be, that would be my pick. And there'll be a trend here.
So but let's start with
the next one, Chris Rock.
Can I officially predict that Harvey is officially with that pick just probably won the celebrity guest draft now?
No, because nobody knows it's him.
Kendra's on you then.
I'm going to go with the ultimate 90s crush, Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement, Lion King, fair. Man of the House, Tom and Huck. All classic.
Very nice.
All right, so round one is Denzel Washington, Ron Perlman, Gordon Ramsay, Dave Chappelle, Kelly Clarkson, the surprise pick of the whole day, Will Smith, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Kendra, is on you.
I got to go with the other number one pick, and that is Daniel Fischel from Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel that right there. That would be like if, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's Daniel's last name again?
Michelle.
Topanga.
Just get
Topanga.
I'll be able to. I've got it, Dre.
Topanga Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm going to put Topanga. That's it. All right. Harvey.
All right. To continue with this list, my number two pick would be Steve Harvey.
And the next pick is Tyler Perry. I see where he's going.
All right.
Harvey is okay. Well-played.
You really do. Like, I can see. Listen, oh my goodness. All right.
If you can get this together, I want to listen.
So, I'm guessing he would rename the show for one episode. These men are not the prize.
No, I'm all about consistency. Can't be changing the title. There would just, okay. I don't know, maybe I just put a sticker on it. Like, it would be like, I don't know, April Fools or something.
They're a third place ribbon.
A consolation prize is still a prize.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Casey.
The greatest author of all time.
God damn it.
Uncle Stephen King.
Mm. I'm surprised you didn't take that first. I was very surprised.
I was making sure I got my Kelly Clarkson first, but
I think she was safe.
Maybe.
Maybe not from Kendra.
All right. So this pick, God's truth, it probably won't give me the votes. I'm probably going to be last place with this pick. I don't care. I'm going Colin Kaepernick here. I would love to have Colin Kaepernick on his and I'll probably change the whole cycle of the show, but just the interview show. But I would love to have Colin Kaepernick to have 1 hour to talk. To talk with that brother be amazing. So I'm going Colin Kaepernick.
Great choice.
Great pick.
I am going to go with the person who inspired and nurtured my love of horror, Mr. John Carpenter.
Oh, that's great.
Changed all my right. life. And I'm meeting him next month.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Awesome.
Nice.
All right.
That's so exciting.
There's a con down here that all the a bunch of legit people. Sam Raimi's going to be there anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Ed.
All right. I am going to go with somebody else who loves karaoke, and that's Seth MacFarlane.
And he has a pretty singing voice too. I think
he's the kind of guy we hate at karaoke because our voices are not as pretty. Yeah.
He'd be a great choice, like, because he already works all those musical numbers into, like, Family Guy. Like, I can see that. That's come on. I know we're friends for a reason. You just continue to prove it.
All right, Adam.
I'm going Mr. Energy himself, Jack Black. He is clearly...
Peaches.
I have to. Like, he's there at... Man, just to talk to that guy for a little while would just be just probably one of the best conversations I've ever had in my life. So I can't pass him up here.
Yeah, that is amazing. All right, well, round two. Topanga, Steve Harvey, Stephen King, Colin Kaepernick, John Carpenter, Seth MacFarlane, and Jack Black. All right, Adam's on you again.
There's so much pressure when you're like, get back to the top of the round robin here. You have to bounce back. It may have slipped my mind, but somebody I know loves karaoke, I think would be interesting to talk to just because the things he's been through with his career is Vin Diesel, actually. He's like a silent karaoke assassin. And to bring in my man Vin Diesel and talk to him about it for a little bit, I think it would be a furious trip.
Nice. Wah, wah.
Have you seen the video of him singing that Beyonce song with the surfboard? It's so good. Look
I'm
up.
About to go find it right now. Thank you.
Oh, I thought that was The Rock.
No, it's Vin Diesel.
Okay. The Rock does so
it's like a
singing.
Rented house with no furniture. It's amazing. It's art.
It's art. All right.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Fallon. I don't want to be famous. I only want to be famous enough to get on and do Wheel of Musical impersonation.
Yes.
Because that is my favorite karaoke segment on anything, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
More than carpool karaoke?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
All right. Amanda, is it you?
Okay, I need to clarify because I feel like nobody really validated this in the chat. Do these people have to be alive?
No.
Okay. Then I am going with what?
It's a dream.
That's true.
Here we
go. All right. I'm going with Betty White.
Wow. All right. It's on me. And I would love for one of my drafts, the best 100 rappers or the best 100 rap songs, 104 rap songs, or 100, I would love to see what Kendrick Lamar would say about those. So yeah. I'm going Kendrick Lamar.
I love him.
I'd want to hear that too. I would listen to that all day.
All right, Casey.
I'm going to hold off on what I was going to do with number three until Amanda checks her DMs and responds back to me because I don't want to start an argument. but we will go with the subject of our next bracket on An Evening at the Movies himself, the iconic Mr. Tom Hanks.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Okay. Harvey.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's see. For this one, let's go with who I think is arguably the most overrated musician.
Holy, ever. If you say John Legend, I'm going to cry.
No, it's not him. He could say. Okay. No, but he's no longer with us. I believe there was a peanut butter and banana sandwich that caught him.
Elvis!
And that would be Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me.
Harvey has a toxic bone to pick with all of these men.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go with someone who inspires me as an interviewer, and that is Conan O'Brien.
Nice. One. He is one of the funniest people I've ever seen. I love him.
He's also very nice. I got to go to his last taping ever. It was amazing.
Oh, that's right. Wow. I'm so jealous.
With my old roommate, and that's who we bonded over initially, so it was really sweet.
I always had a low-key crush on him.
He's so gorgeous. He's a DILF, for sure.
And so tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Round three, Vin Diesel, Jimmy Fallon, Betty White, Kendrick Lamar, Tom Hanks, Elvis, and Conan O'Brien. Kendra, it's on you.
I got to keep the inspiration train. I got to go with Mindy Kaling from The Office. Nice.
Yes.
Did you see her at the Met Gala? Mm-hmm. I loved her dress.
All right, Harvey.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. I went entertainment for the first few. I actually didn't have him on this list. I wish I had thought about it because he would have fit this perfectly.
I'm surprised he wasn't number one.
No. We know who number one is. But I'm going to move over a little bit and go with Malcolm X.
Nice.
All right, Casey.
That was not where I was expecting you to go with that pick.
There's enough hate to last for the rest of the episode. I'm just kidding.
For life. All right, so we're going to circle back around now that I have officially explained everything to my An Evening at the Movies co-host.
You don't want to repeat of last week, do you?
Did you not read your last instant message
just
you got?
Do your thing. No.
I'm planning on it.
I'm trying to record a podcast.
Whatever. So, because I do An Evening at the Movies and I don't deal with music, generally for the most part, we're going to go with a tribute episode of the show dedicated to a whole movie, and we're going to go with the OG cast from Nightmare on Elm Street. Robert Englund, Heather Langenkamp, and Johnny Depp.
You can choose. No, that's not the same as choosing a group.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, come on.
All right, fine. I don't care.
They go on talk shows. They'll send more than one.
That's true. Okay.
Four people from Super Mario were on Kelly.
No, we're fine.
No, I'll take it.
I don't want it now.
Calm down.
You're fine. The cast member of Usher is a good pick.
You got it. Well done, sir.
Yeah, it's on me. Based off my brackets, I'm going to go with something that's themed up on brackets. So I'm going to go Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen the interview he did with Oprah where he just keeps singing and interrupting her? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. She's like, so yeah, this song.
He's trying to buy everything that he said. He put all that shit back. it's fucked up. It's horrible. All right, Amanda's on you.
Okay, so if we're going by the scenario, the NSYNC Justin Timberlake scenario, does that mean I can pick Johnny Depp?
Yeah, they said that.
Okay.
That's what I said in your message.
Well, I'm trying to record a podcast. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love you. I'm sorry.
No, you don't. All right. Whatever.
All right. Ed.
All right. If this is the if this round is the out of left field round, I'm gonna go with Dice K Enaway, who is the guy who invented karaoke.
Wow, interesting.
Very nice. Very nice.
Wow, Ed. That was a pull right there. Wow.
I feel like some of y'all are going real, wanting to have an impactful conversation with people. And literally all of mine are people that I want to shoot the shit with or have sex with or have a drink with or all of the above. I didn't think about conversations.
Amanda, I feel that. I feel we're on the same wavelength here, which is why for my next pick, I'm going to jump in with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Because I don't know if you remember Lip Sync Battle, and his performance of Rhythm Nation. Like, I just want to dissect that with him, get into it, and just
went all
Levitt.
Out.
Yep.
I love Lip Sync Battle.
I missed that.
Round four, Mindy Ling, Malcolm X, cast of the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mindy
Kaling, thank you.
We love you.
Michael Jackson, Johnny Depp, Ice K anyway, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Which the best thing Joseph Gordon-Levitt did was,
of course,
Agent Outfield. Yeah, I said it.
I thought you were about to say something
Angel,
now.
Easy.
Angel in the
outfield. I was thinking 10 things Angel, I hate about you.
Easy.
Angel in the outfield. All right, Adam, for you.
Okay, I'm just going to stick with performers I've seen on TV. Wayne Brady.
Good pick.
Because why wouldn't you want to talk to Wayne Brady? The man is the very definition of an entertainment multi-tool. Like, I couldn't wait to just shoot the shit with that guy.
Mm-hmm. He seems so nice.
Wayne Brady, bitch.
He really does.
I just don't think of Wayne Brady. I think about the Chappelle Show skit.
That was a great episode.
That was a good episode.
All right. I'm a go with a group that Adam and I have done at karaoke a lot, because functionally, considering they stole all of their rhymes from Grandmaster Caz, were the Sugar Hill Gang doing karaoke in the first place?
Oh, damn. Okay. I respect that. I respect that infinitely. Well done, sir.
Okay.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
I admit it.
All right. Well, in keeping with the theme of people I really just would love to have a drink with and shoot the shit with, going with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
He has to deserve to die, and I hope it burn in hell.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Samuel Jackson is my beer. I keep going to Chappelle's Show, but it's funny as fuck.
You live for Chappelle's Show.
I do. It's my favorite fucking show of all time. All right. It's on me. I can go here and I can go there. No, wait, fuck it. I'm gonna get freaky. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go with Prince here.
Nice. That's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little freaky.
I took out the bench.
Casey. Epic movie director and creative genius, Mr. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Good pick.
Really good pick. Harvey.
All right. I mean, the reason my picks have gone the way they have is because I do somewhat of a serious podcast. And I think people who I tend to disagree with are the best guests for my show, which is why I pick the people that I pick. And the last two, my last two picks are people that I vehemently disagree with. So that's what I'm going with. I am going to go with Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested to hear people kind of explain what they say. And I'd love to hear I just think it would be quite an interesting conversation.
Please ask him have you tried flying? Maybe you can't fly because you haven't tried. Ask him what he was smoking then and where we can buy it.
He was smoking that good, some of the best stuff they make. The good shit.
Wait, so I will make sure because Andrew Tate's the masculine, the quote unquote masculine.
They'll know. Yeah, anybody who reads that, chances are they'll know exactly who that
is. He's a misogynistic, woman hating piece of garbage.
He's a dick, a true dick.
Yes. Very much.
All right, Kendra's on you.
Well, the opposite of a dick. I'm going Mr. Rogers.
Oh, such a good
hero.
So round five, we have Wayne Brady, Sugar Hill Gang, Samuel L. Jackson, Prince, Tim Burton, Andrew Tate, and Mr. Rogers. I've got to tell Adam and Ed that we do get one bench. So you get one more pick. That's it. All right, Kendra's on you.
Well, they come as a pair because they are the creators of South Park. I'm going Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
I thought that. Good pick.
Very nice.
That's really good. Really good fucking pick. Harvey.
All right. For my final pick, as a black man walking around in this country, I'd be thoroughly interested to talk to Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Ooh.
He is the co-creator of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested in why. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's reasons for it, but that's a conversation I'd like to have.
Except that they're all insane, asinine reasons that make no sense to regular people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
On the, on the upside, when it's over, he gets buried again.
Mm-hmm. Right. 1,000%. Casey.
Harley Quinn herself, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, because I wouldn't talk. Great. I don't. To be honest, I don't know if I want to talk to Margot Robbie. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm like, hey, girl.
Did you see her Met Gala gown, Casey? It was hot. It was I didn't care for it, but it was sexy the way.
It was cute on her, yeah. But it was but if you're Barbie, you got to step it up, girl.
That's what I said. Why isn't she wearing some color? But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's on me. And this would be like, just like Colin, this would be an hour of just interviewing this person. This won't be a bracket. This won't be a draft. I want to know why a lot of things. I'm going Stormy Daniels here.
Why? Money, honey.
Listen. I need got a lot of questions for her, and I got an hour worth of questions I need to ask.
I don't feel like you would need that long. I feel like most of the answers would be they paid me, or he paid me.
Do you think Cheeto Man is a shower or a grower? That's what you should ask.
Both of those. Yes, I didn't pick Felicia Rashad for a reason. I love Felicia Rashad. But no, and Emily said I missed my shot. I did not. Felicia Rashad, I love you. You hear this?
Felicia Rashad, on the off chance that you're listening.
Yeah, listen to this, Felicia. I fucking love you. All right, my hall pass. Emily's there, but she knows she's like 80 years old, but she still can get it. Like, guys, all right. Amanda's on you.
All right. Well, I won't let Harvey be the only one that's fishing for dynamite. So for my bench, I'm going to go with Lizzie Borden.
Wow.
Okay.
Baffles my mind. I just want to know what happened and why.
Damn. You know what? I got another mention on my head. I want to know why too. But all right.
My final is also based off of Harvey's role tonight. I want Don Henley from the Eagles because the man hates karaoke. And I don't know what's up with that.
And he knocked up Stevie Nicks. I want to hear about that.
Don Henley's just mad that he didn't get all the money he was supposed to. Like, didn't they hold off putting their catalog out? The Eagles was them. That's what it is. He's just bitter. Bitter.
I don't know if there's an actual recording yet either. Yeah, I still don't know if there's official Eagles like title tracks for karaoke. Because
there are, as long as there weren't, as long as they weren't written by Don Henley, because it's the songwriter who has.
Wow, like what would? Yeah, that's a really good interview.
Yeah, I know too much crap about karaoke. I guess that's
what it is. No, that's awesome.
That's good. I'm glad.
Sure, worst things to be an expert at.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, you get the very last pick.
See, that's too much pressure again. But I don't know. I'm going to be the yin to Ed's yang is what I'm going to continue to do here. So if he's going to pick Don Henley, I want to talk to Lin-Manuel Miranda. Just personally, as a human being on this pick. On this earth, I want to talk to that man. I'm pretty sure. It's one of those few people that if you sat me in a room with him or put me online to have a conversation with him, I'm not sure words would come out of my mouth. So I would love just the chance to chat like the chat with him.
In all fairness, we actually had my dream guest on already, so I feel that for you. Let's get him.
Yeah.
So wait. So sorry. Who was it again? Sorry, Adam. Say a pick one more time.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ed, who was the guest?
Oh, Frank Turner came on our show.
He's a cool guy from the UK.
Yeah.
He's cool.
I can say as a father, if Lin-Manuel came on, the first thing I would say is you're very talented, but I hate you because of the songs that you've written that my daughters sing over and over and over again.
It's better than Frozen.
All right. So before I do the rosters, God is truth. If I could sit down and talk for 1 hour, because the story that I heard, Lorena Bobbitt, I'm sure I want to talk to her. I swear to goodness, God, I want to know what was on her mind. What was on her mind
is she was sick of her abusive, cheating ass husband. He deserved
1,000%. But you could have killed him. You had to kill him.
I mean,
anyway, I would have killed his ass.
You think living without a dick is worse than being dead? I think it probably is.
Yes. Yes, 1,000%.
That's why she did it.
If you get a chance, go on YouTube and listen to the Martin Lawrence version of that story. It's fucking hilarious. All right. Here's our rosters. Adam, Denzel Washington, Jack Black, Vin Diesel, Jordan Gordon-Levitt, Wayne Brady, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Make sure I said it right.
You have my vote for that one.
All right. Ed, Ron Perlman, Seth MacFarlane, Jimmy Fallon, Dice K, anyway. Who said that right? Sugar Hill Gang, and Don Henley. Amanda, Gordon Ramsay, John Carpenter, Eddie White, Johnny Depp, Samuel Jackson, and Lizzie Borden. Myself, Dave Chappelle, Colin Kaepernick, Kendrick Lamar, Michael Jackson, Prince, and Stormy Daniels, which is technically all black or somebody had black in them. All right. Casey, Kelly Clarkson, Stephen King, Tom Hanks, The Catch from Nightmare on Elm Street, Tim Burton, and Margot Robbie. Harvey, Will Smith, Steve Harvey, Elvis, Malcolm X, Andrew Tate, and Nathan Forrest.
It's a reflex.
John Latilla Thomas, Topanga, Conan O'Brien. Mindy Ling? What was her name?
Mindy
Kaling.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Rogers and the creators of South Park. All right. Good picks, everybody. Really good picks.
All right. Now it's about to get real up in here.
Before it gets real, let's go over last week's drafts. For DeAndre's top 100, which means that DeAndre's top 100 songs that he listened to in 2022 on Spotify, it was a God is truth. It was a four-way winner between Amanda, Casey,
thanks George,
myself, and Cam. However, though, because we did the spinning roomie, we did the spin thing, and Cam and Cam won that by one spin. So she wins. Okay. Teen TV shows. Again, last week was the closest things ever because it was another four-way tie. Which means Harvey, Cam, Amanda, and myself. And we did that spin, and Amanda won. All right.
Yay, ladies.
So I actually forgot what was next week's topics.
Dream travel places and movies with numbers in the title.
Yes, the movies with numbers in the title, and then dream places to travel. Yes. Thank you, Kendra, because you're much better than me than this.
I still need to clarify the places to travel with my question, because
what's the question?
It country, city, destination, landmark, all of the above?
Okay. All of the above.
Works for me.
All right. So
hold on, Paul, real quick. Does it have to be a real place though?
It's a dream place.
Oh, that opens it up.
No.
I'm asking.
Let's get fiction. Let's get fictional.
That's a whole list.
I want to get fictional.
All right. So,
Adam, we're taking Harvey to karaoke.
For sure. 100%.
Speaking, I want to go, but you need earplugs.
Speaking of karaoke, we're about to draft karaoke songs.
Let's go.
Okay. Here's the order. Adam's first again.
Nope.
Myself is second. Amanda's third. Kendra's fourth. Ed is fifth. Then Casey. Then Harvey.
Oh. Just like always,
snake style. So Harvey, Casey, Ed, Kendra, Amanda, and myself, Adam, in round two. All right. Adam, you're first.
Great. Ed's gonna be mad because I'm gonna come in rebel. I'm taking a song that we've both been known to rock at karaoke from time to time and win over karaoke crowds, and that's Angel by Shaggy. It's number one.
Interesting.
Easy.
Good choice. Easy day.
All right. So
don't do it to me, Dre.
I got to. I'm sorry.
Please don't.
I'm not sure if I'm going to or not, but I'm going to do my pick with the video, and here it is. My pick is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
And the Sound Choice version.
And the Sound Choice.
We can pick the maker right out of that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Amanda's on you.
Well, thank you for not taking my number one, because that means I didn't have to take Casey's number one.
Okay.
I will be taking the song that I still dream of doing at karaoke one day. Mm-hmm. Scotty doesn't know.
I swear that one, because I go to karaoke all the time, I'm going to sing it just for you. I have a whole roster I have to sing.
I just need someone to take me. I'm ready to rock it out.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going to go with my national anthem, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Damn it.
All right. I'm going to fire back at Adam for a minute and do a song that tends to get, I mean, like, karaoke depends on like what bar you're in, but Johnny Cash tends to go over pretty well everywhere, so I'm gonna go with Folsom Prison Blues.
Ooh.
All right,
Ed. I wanna go on my freaking fire myself.
All right, Casey.
Friends in Low Places.
I told you, Casey. Oh. Ray has taken. Scotty doesn't know.
One
that was my next
left. Point. I thought it was coming to me.
So, Mr. No, you won't. Yes, I would have.
All right, Harvey.
Damn it. I'm going to need a moment. Damn it. Okay.
I knew that wouldn't get past Casey.
Son of a motherless goat. All right, let's do this. Oh, wow. Okay, so for what I'm picking, I figure, and by the way, I've only done karaoke, I think, once.
We're going to change that.
Yeah.
We are going to change it. Yeah,
I've only done it twice. I want to go more.
It feels, to me, it seems like whatever is like the best sing-along, I guess, you guys are experts. Whatever can get the crowd involved in such, I feel like that would be the best one. Mm-hmm. Let's start. I don't even know if that really fits, but fuck it, I'm doing it. I'm gonna start with Copacabana by Neil Diamond.
Barry Manilow. There is, yeah.
Barry Diamond did a great remix. Sorry.
All right, Barry. And the dress of down in there. All right, round one: Angel, Bohemian Rhapsody, Scotty Doesn't Know, Party in USA, Folsom Prison Blues, Friends in Low Places, and Copacabana. Harvey's on you.
How about Piano Man by Billy Joel?
Great one. It's a great karaoke night song.
Mm-hmm. Harvey, I'm named after a Barry Manilow song, by the way. Andy.
You came and you
I like the Simpsons version better. Oh, Marty. Don't ever right. call me that. I won't respond.
Casey.
Bon Jovi, Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Mm. Wait, hell yeah. Yeah.
Good one.
All
right. Ed.
All right. I am going to go with Like a Virgin by Madonna, which is also really great when somebody who looks like me does it. Everybody tends to love
it. True.
Good one.
And I have so many songs on here that when I do a karaoke, they oh, this guy doing it. So there you go.
Same.
All right. Kendra.
Oh, I'm going to go with one of my favorites, Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
Oh.
Nice.
That's good too.
Shanna suggested that one when I was talking to her about it.
Oh, so good. They're so good live. If you get a chance, go. It's a good time.
All right. Amanda.
Damn it. I'm going to go ahead and. Damn it. I'm going to Take Me Home, Country Roads by Mr. Sunshine and My Goddamn Shoulders, John Denver. That's from Super Troopers. Sorry.
All right. Speaking of one of those songs that people don't, you are surprised when I sing it. Sorry, Adam. I got to do that real quick. Sorry. So then people are surprised when I do that. Sing the song. This is my mom's favorite song. So when I start doing karaoke way more, I start singing this a lot. And the people start dancing to me, and that would make me happy. It's Drift Away by Uncle Cracker.
Nice. You do the Uncle Cracker version?
Not the Debbie Gray?
That's good. Yeah.
All right, Adam.
All right. I think a good karaoke night song, and one of the things I firmly believe should have something the audience can get involved with. So I'm taking Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Damn you.
Anyone can do it, and man, does the crowd get into it for that chorus.
Isn't that the song that you got me to do karaoke with the first time?
I think it was.
You got me into it? Yeah.
I think it was.
As a phenomenal right. pick.
Oh, baby, you.
Round two, Piano Man. One That Dead or Alive, Like a Virgin, Break Stuff, Take Me Home, Country Roads, Drift Away, and Just a Friend. Adam's on you.
Great. I'm a musical theater nerd, and I think musical theater is tough to do with karaoke, unless you're doing one song, and that is If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof.
Nice.
It can bring down a karaoke night if it's done right.
Okay. So interesting.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that's going to, this is on me. Here's another one that's going to shock people that I do. Me and another one of my friends out here who's a person of color, myself, himself, two black people that lived in Seaside, Oregon, which was literally was all white people, and three black people that lived there. That's it. Me, him, and a bartender. That was it. And when we did Man of Constant Sorrow about the Soggy Bottom Boys, people get shocked. People loved it, and they always buy us beers. So I'm going Man of Constant Sorrow with the Soggy Bottom Boys right there.
Well done.
All right. Amanda's on you.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of my favorite 90s jams and also a song that my friend in a country band actually plays as a country song, and it still works. What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
You, oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Damn, I was talking about my bench. Damn it.
Sorry. Ooh. Hey, yeah. Sorry.
That's a really good one. I do sing that for karaoke. I'm not gonna lie, I do. Kendra, it's on you.
You go, Hanson Mbop.
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 It's one of the best Say What karaoke episodes. They were like, she's not gonna know it, and then she blew them away.
I'm gonna steal a page from Dre, and one of my surprising songs is the live version of DJ Kool's Let Me Clear My Throat, which I went in the bar in Florida. The screen stopped. The guy's like, wait, I can find something else. I'm like, no, I don't need the screen. I'm good.
it's got that
like audience interaction, you know, when I say, and you just walk around with that mic and you put it in people's faces. You get the fire marker with it.
Okay, I feel you.
Let me clear my throat. All right, Casey.
Let's go Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Hey, Harvey.
I only had two country songs on my list. One was immediately stolen by the rat bastard known as Casey, and that's okay.
Which would also be a good country song title.
Somebody
write that.
Oh my God, that's an idea. Here we go. All right, forget it. But the other country song is The Gambler by Kenny
Rogers. Oh, yeah. Ooh, good one.
Good one.
Yeah.
You got no when to hold them.
When to hold them.
And that's a poker player. I love that song.
When to hold them.
And see, Amanda said she couldn't sing. We don't need earplugs. We're good.
No, I cannot sing, but thank you for that.
We're taking you to karaoke, too.
I'll go.
All right. At round three, if I was a rich man, Man of Constant Sorrow, What's Up? Mbop, Let Me Clear My Throat, Sweet Caroline, and The Gambler. Harvey, round four.
Okay. So many choices. What am I going to pick? Let's go. Okay. For me to do this song, I would need some help. I would need a lady with me. So hopefully the wife would do it. But she's not karaoke about that either. But let's do Fire and Desire.
Ooh.
Rick James and Tina Marie.
Ooh.
Got to hit them high notes too. Got to get in there.
A nice one. Mm-hmm. All right, Casey.
Let's go back to Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Ooh, you keep picking different ones than I think you will on Bon Jovi. I like it.
All right, Ed.
Everybody loves venting their spleen at karaoke and getting all their emotions out. So I feel like somebody has to pick You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
We've
all seen that person who got dumped or who dumped somebody, singing that in a bar and getting real in their feelings.
I have that right here.
I like a diva moment, so I'm gonna go Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now.
Oh,
great choice.
Entire body chills when she hits that bridge. Like, just so good.
Anybody got the guts to do All by Myself? Anyone? Ed, Adam, you guys hitting those notes?
I'll do
No.
We'll both do it though.
And we would do it so badly, but
it would be so badly, it would be entertaining. It would be beautiful.
All right, Amanda.
Well, You Ought to Know was actually my next pick, so now I'm trying to decide what I want. Damn it. I am going to go with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ooh.
Marvin and Tammy.
I need some help with it, but that's okay. That's what I thought Harvey was going to take.
Oh, there's so many duets we could do. Oh, there's a whole.
I have another good one.
There's some great ones.
Okay. So for round four, because I don't think I can make it to where I want to make it. Round four, there's another video. Oh.
This guy. Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
I can prepare. Here's my round four. Africa by Toto.
I like that y'all went for the high notes. You went for it.
I went for it. Yeah. Listen. If I'm going to karaoke, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it wrong, but I'm going to do it right. All right. Adam's on you.
Okay. So one, I like to bust this out every now and then when I'm in my feels a little bit and shock people. So I'm going to follow that road a little bit. I'm going to say Someone Like You by Adele.
Aww,
is one of my favorites. So I Josh Groban it real hard and like be able to get my feels with it.
Find someone like you. I love that. I love Adele. I always say, if I could put Adele's voice into a pillow and sleep on it, I'd get a good night's sleep. Jesus. All right. round four. Fire Desire, Blaze of Glory, You Ought to Know. It's coming back to me now. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Africa, and Someone Like You. Adam, round five.
I have to close it out with I know I have the bench, but I want to in the top five. It's important this one's in the top five and not the bench. Mm-hmm. If there's one song that you could ask a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania that Ed and I are famous for, and I think we would do the best version of this song outside the artists themselves, it's going to be It's Tricky by Run DMC.
Yeah.
That's fair. No lies.
I think it's very vital to rock. Okay, sorry.
It's on me. And this one is a little bit emotional for me. I had a friend named Bob out here. A lot of my friends out here are older. And then during COVID, he passed away. He went to karaoke with us one time. He wouldn't sing, but he liked the song. So I sung it for him. So, and people liked it. So it is what it is. I mean, they were probably drunk, but still, it doesn't matter. It's old time rock and roll.
Nice.
So I'm going old time rock and roll. Yes. Amanda.
Okay. I wrote down a lot more country songs than I thought I would. And I'm gonna have to go with them because they're just the best ones to like belt out. So I'm gonna go with "Goodbye Earl" by the Chicks.
Earl's gotta die.
All right, Kendra.
I'm gonna go Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. 9 to 5.
Okay.
I have a Dolly one. Someone needs to pick.
Bribe me, maybe I'll switch it, but no. The fact that so many people have been killed over this karaoke song makes me feel like it has to be on there. But like, there's a whole thing of killings in the Philippines about people singing the song either badly or somebody else wanted to do it. So I've got to go with "My Way" by Frank Sinatra.
Thank you.
Wow.
Ooh. I was like, "My Way" by Usher. How crazy!
I like that one. Wow.
So God of Truth. I got another sad story. I got a friend named Ed Dong, great poker player, was a dentist. He knew how to bowl. He was on the circuit for bowling. He also passed away during COVID. Mm-hmm. However, though, when I tell you, when he went to karaoke with us one time, pre COVID, and sung "My Way," he made everybody cry. Like everybody was in tears. It was so fucking beautiful when he did that. So I'm glad because I don't think it was on my list, but I don't think I was going to pick it. But so I'm glad somebody did pick it. So thank you. Casey's on you.
Don't bring us down, Bruce.
John Cougar Mellencamp, The Authority Song.
Ooh. Deep cut. Right. I like it.
All right. And Harvey.
All right. Last two picks. What to do? Okay. First, this is the only song that I've actually sung live karaoke because I was forced to. I had to do it. I didn't want to do it. And that song is I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan.
Love it.
I mean, yeah.
It's all in me, by the way.
Hey, it could have been I Am Woman. That song's, yeah.
All right. Round five. It's Tricky, Old Time Rock and Roll, Goodbye Earl, 9 to 5, My Way, The Authority Song, and I'm Every Woman. Harvey, your very last pick.
My last pick. I don't know. Romantic, fun. I am going to go with the theme song to the Jeffersons.
Moving on up. That's a good one.
Love that.
Really good one.
Everybody knows that. And if not, you at least can stop. And it's quick. Come in.
I feel like you're going to find that we are hitting the age where people don't know that anymore. And it's going to kick us all in the stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. But everybody knows the instrumental to The Office. And they're like, oh, we'll just.
I can tell we're about the same age. But
yeah.
All right, Casey.
You had me worried when you said theme, Harvey.
Oh.
I thought you were going to get paybacks for my first pick. So with my bench, I'm going to go with the theme to the Karate Kid Part 2, The Glory of Love by Peter Cetera.
I almost took that. But I'm like, let me not do that to that man twice.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes. I really thought you were going to pick You're the Best.
So wait. So honorable mention. What's the name of the song again?
Glory
of Love. Peter Cetera.
Karate Kid 2 soundtrack.
Karate Kid 2. All right, Ed.
Ooh. All right. So Adam and I like to play a little game where we let a karaoke roulette wheel decide our genre. I'm going to let it decide the genre for my last pick, just to keep it fresh. So let's see what we come up with. Sometimes it gives you a real bullshit category that you don't want to do, but I'm not going to skip it.
Opera. Like opera.
I've heard opera karaoke. Okay. It goes over surprisingly well. I didn't sing it. All right. So I got a song from a movie.
Okay.
You can see that. Yeah. So I am going to go with... I am going to go with Love Man, Otis Redding from Dirty Dancing.
Ooh.
Interesting. Oh. Ooh. Much damn. Respect to that pick.
Mm. I am not 6 foot one, but I am about 210. So I
that song is so sexy.
All right, Kendra.
I'm gonna end it with Linkin Park, One Step Closer.
Aww.
That's great.
Because I like Thomas, to do the screams.
Ghana Truth, I do want to see Kendra do all these songs, like because a lot of her songs just screaming and then just hair just bouncing. So I do want to see it. All right, Amanda.
Okay, so I've done two songs at karaoke. I was going to take one of those, but I haven't done one with crowd participation. But the two songs I've done at karaoke, Baby Got Back and Build Me Up Buttercup.
Hey, there's two people.
Oh, sorry. Me. Shit. Sorry. My bad. Okay. Well, that's not what I'm going with.
I probably would have picked one of those now.
For crowd participation purposes, I am going with Family Tradition, Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, God. Yeah. People do.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. They do.
Why do you drink?
To get drunk.
There you go. And that's why I picked it.
The only reason I know any country music is because of karaoke bars in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Amanda's right. Let's do some more crowd participation, right? if I say number one, sing the song from sing the lyrics from I Want It That Way. By
tell me why.
Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Now tell me why.
I'm picking. I can't ever hear it anymore without the Brooklyn Nine-Nine scene.
I just saw a video.
That Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing is the best things they ever did on that show.
It is.
Now number five.
number five killed my brother. Oh my God. I forgot about that.
Fucked me all the way up that the drum part in every Backstreet Boys song is the same drum part.
I saw that video.
Right? Didn't that fuck you up?
Oh, boy.
I didn't see that video. I don't want to. I'm going to live in this world where it's original and creative. And not
show me the meaning, and that song sucks, so it's okay.
That song.
That at a concert, that's Go to the Bathroom song. That is such a bummer. Yeah. It's boring. Wow. Get a drink.
Okay.
Right. You got to be ready for the Happy Hands Club song. Which one is that? I can't remember.
Everybody?
All right.
From Napoleon Dynamite. Doing the Happy Hands Club.
How larger than life.
I hate that fucking movie. All right, anyway. Adam, you get the very last pick again.
All right, I'm going to pick a penultimate 90s song that everybody knows the words to, and that's Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Only want to be with you.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You won't dance, I'm going to sing.
You know, I want to love you, but you want to wear my ring.
You know what I mean?
Good job, everybody. There you go. All right. Here's the rosters. Adam, Angel, that's a friend. About Richman, someone like you. He only want to be with you. Myself, Bohemian Rhapsody, Drift Away, Many Kinds of Sorrow, Africa, Old Town Road, and I Want It That Way. Amanda, Scotty Doesn't Know, Take Me Home, Country Roads, What's Up, In the Mountain High Enough, Goodbye Earl, and Family Tradition. Kendra, Party in the USA, Break Stuff, Bop, It's All Coming Back to Me Now, 9 to 5, and One Step Closer. I swear, gets the hair just flapping up and down when she sings. Ed, Folsom Prison Blues, Like a Virgin, Let Me Clear My Throat, You Ought to Know, My Way, and Love Man. Casey, Friends in Little Places, One Day to Alive, Caroline, Blaze of Glory, The Authority Song, and Glory of Love. And Harvey, Coco Cabana, Piano Man, The Gambler, Fire and Desire, I'm Every Woman, and the Jefferson theme song. Good job, people.
I'm all over great the place. List. All over the place. Oh my goodness.
If that was entire karaoke night, that would be a great fucking karaoke night.
People just singing horribly. All right.
Again, I need a part two for this one.
We could definitely do another one.
We definitely can. Shit. All right. So first and first, I do want to thank Adam and Ed for coming on.
Thank you for coming through. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for answering.
We definitely like you to send a plug your show one more time, but give us a minute. Next week, we're doing movies that have numbers in them, right? Mm-hmm. And dream places to go or dream vacation spots. Yes, it can be fictional. Can be good too. I'm interested now. I'm interested in fictional. All right. All right. With that being said, let's say goodbye. Starting with
no. Hello. Ready. I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. We have some really great episodes this week. We're talking all about teen TV. So if you liked last week's draft, you'll love this episode. And then we have a leading man crush from Casper, Bill Pullman. And then what is it? Reality TV with Casey and Kelly Clarkson. So come on through.
Okay. Next.
Hello, I am Amanda, host of The Sip List, a top 5 podcast, and we just released a top 10, actually, Metallica song. So if you're a metalhead, go check that one out. It was a good discussion. We've got coming up top 5 fictional bands, top 5 Fleetwood Mac songs, and I don't know what else. But It's all at thesiplesspod.com and at the network website, idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com.
My top five for Metallica is Enter Sandman, Enter Sandman, Enter Sandman, Enter Sandman. There well, you
that's go. To enough of their songs.
I don't at all. I don't.
Me either.
I
got roped into it, so I did, but they're not normally my. Anyway.
I am Casey. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies. As well, since it wasn't brought up, I am also one of the hosts of the recently debuted podcast, Literature Reapers. If you have not checked that out, I highly recommend you go check it out. It is available wherever you get your podcast listening fix, as well as An Evening at the Movies is as well. I am honored to be coming up on... Crushgasm with Kendra as well. That was a fun episode. I enjoyed very much as well. And yes, I'm honored to be a part of the network as well. Thank you to the guys for being here with us this week. And I will see you guys next week.
Hey, what's up? Hi, it's me. It's Harvey. I am host of Man of the Prize, the podcast, open space for men to be open, vulnerable, and emotional. My serious side. The other side is the other podcast that I do with my wife. It is called Love is Black Podcast. We just talk about relationships in the culture. We have fun. Four seasons down. Season five is coming, and it's going to be a fun season. We're going to be telling a love story through a podcast. It's going to be really fun. We're going to have a good time. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on and doing this episode. I reached out. I wasn't sure, you know, you guys are super podcasters, you know, would come over to our side, but we appreciate it. We got, you know, some ringers in here, and you guys are welcome to come back anytime and do another draft with us. And I love being part of this group. Fun times are had. And who's next? Him.
Hey, first off, thank you so much for having us. I really enjoyed doing this. Like, this entire concept is awesome, and it's great people with just amazing opinions to put together some lists, like, top to bottom, both these ends. Like, I was thinking, oh, man, I would listen to every single one of these episodes, and this would be a kick-ass karaoke night. So thanks for having us. I guess for the stuff, I'm going to let Ed tackle a lot of this, too, but I'm one half of the greatest song ever sung poorly. I like to think I'm the better half, but that's clearly not the case since you've all met Ed now. And basically, we talk about karaoke, all the issues that go with karaoke. We bring in guests, and the entire spirit of the podcast is fun. We're currently working on season three, so keep your podcast catchers up for that. And visit sungpoorly.com if you want more information on where to find us.
And one of the fun things that we do is we do play a quickfire game with everybody that comes on. It's five questions, which culminate in the most important question we could ever ask somebody about karaoke. And that is, if you could ban one karaoke song from every karaoke playlist forever, what song would you pick? And I mean, anyone who picks something other than Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow is wrong, but you know everyone has their own opinions, and that's fine.
Totally.
But yeah, like Adam said, I you know, we're at sungpoorly.com. We're just sungpoorly.com, and come hang out with us.
My answer to that is My Heart Goes On by Celine Dion. Fuck the Titanic. Fuck the Titanic. Fucking
Titanic.
Yes. Our one guest is a comedian who dresses up like a Viking, brings swords to his gigs, and I saw him in full Viking gear with a sword over his shoulder singing My Heart Will Go On, and that was actually, that one was fantastic.
No, My Heart Will Go On is actually a good song. I just hate the movie. It's a good movie, personally. All right. So my name is DeAndre Robbins. I want to thank both Ed and Adam for coming on. Listen, y'all, like Harvey said, whenever we do this again, you're more than welcome. You're also more welcome to come on and to do a bracket as well. We have a lot of music brackets as well. We do two on two. So if you want to do one, just hit me up. I'd be happy to do that. Speaking of brackets, come and start doing this. The bracket we're doing now is game shows. And then we had a real round two. Not a lot of upsets, but I'm going to go around the matchups. Jeopardy versus The Week, Family Feud versus Talk Show and the Game Shows, Talk Show, the Game Show, The Price is Right versus Love Connection, Wheel of Fortune versus Guy's Ultimate Game Night, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus Catch 21 and Magic Game versus The Hustler. That's all we have for right now. All right. But we do have a name. Every last single, there's no upset. So whatever you think is a good game show has moved on. All right. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I want to thank everyone for coming on, and we are out.